security. When we think about security, we think about the objectives, the aspirations of the Zionist movement towards the establishment of Israel, the expansion, strengthening, at our expense. As long as in the minds of people on the other side, they still keep those objectives in mind, this is the real threat to peace. On our side, as I said, we are on the defense. We are protecting our lands, we are protecting our people, we are protecting the people now in the West Bank, in Gaza. They are being liquidated. They will be in 10 years' time, Mr. President. They will be thrown out of their land. This is a question of security. Security of those people, not security of Israel. When the time comes for Israel to recognize herself as a Middle East country, we are prepared to recognize Israel as a Middle East country. When I see it recognizes itself as a Middle East country, I mean that it is a country like Lebanon, like Syria, like Jordan, like Egypt, that has normal relations with the outside world. But if it is a country that keeps up those abnormal relations and starts to bring in immigrants and starts to bring in money from contributions and people who can fight for it with this double nationality, Frenchmen who can get their training in France and go and get mobilized in the army. We are not getting anywhere. We shall have an agreement, a peace agreement with Israel. This is for the first time in 22 years. This is the first time that an Arab leader says, I'm going to have a peace agreement with Israel. I remember that there was some story about peace commitment. Madame Meir said, I challenge President Sadat to see that he was prepared to sign a peace agreement with Israel. And he said, and then I put my cards on the table. And he said, I'm going to sign an agreement. But she never put her cards on the table. Security, Mr. President, for us, we see it in the accumulation of the very long-range arms that Israel is getting, and the development of surface-to-surface missiles, 500 kilometers, the research work in the atomic energy centers. Can we sit and sleep in Cairo, in Damascus, in Amman, while there is a Sikh member of the club sitting across the river? Whose security, Mr. President, is being challenged? Is it challenged? Is it a question?
stand between them, that we must do some walking before we run. That's why I'd like you to explore your readings here, particularly your reading of Dr. Kissinger, how this would be worked out on a phased basis. I can only say to you in that connection, speaking of a phased basis, and this is something that I would like you to discuss here. I wouldn't do this in your Saul, or at least that's never said Saul.